This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Any discussion of crisis has to, by its nature, address death. The passing of a loved one creates obvious emotional crises for a family, but it can also fuel a financial crisis, especially if there is no will. Laura Holson writes about this in our Times collaboration. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. What prompted you to write this piece?
A lot of my friends have really tried to figure out how to write their wills, and it became this big drama of, oh my God, I'm going to die. This is terrible. And I started thinking about, like, what does this really mean? And when you look at it the way that I did, which is like, hey, you can, you know, give gifts in the afterlife, it became not so stressful.
Yeah, you actually asked your friends and family what things of yours they wanted after you passed, and that must have been slightly awkward.
It was totally awkward, but at the beginning. But then when I kind of explained to them, you know, hey, I really like you. And, you know, if I happen to die before you do, there may be something you want. And let's just be open and discuss it instead of me trying to kind of throw darts as to who wants what. And I figured there had to be something they wanted to remember me by.
Well, you know, we hear from listeners all the time who have not thought about a will or anything else preparing until a major life event happens. They get married or they have kids. Why had you not thought about this until now? And if I may ask, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 50 this year. And I hadn't really thought about it because I'm single. And my situation's a little bit different than, say, a married couple. You know, I'm from a big family, and it really got me thinking about what's fair. You know, like, you know, how this kind of all started. This friend and I were discussing it, and she said, you know what, you don't have to be fair. You're single. You can give it to whoever you want. And that kind of got me on this path of really thinking about what I wanted people to have to remember me by.
Well, when you spoke with experts about making a living will, putting your end-of-life wishes in writing, are there some general tips that you can share with our listeners?
Know exactly what you want and communicate with, you know, whoever it is that's going to be in charge of that, exactly what you want. It's funny, a lot of this came from talking to my doctor and to one of the people who, you know, I've given kind of authority if something happens to me. I just was really blunt about it. I'm like, if, you know, I'm brain dead, can you bluntly pull the plug? Mm-hmm. Because the last thing I would want would be for someone to be uncomfortable or to feel bad. And in my own case with my mom, you know, my brother and I, we had approval if something happened to her. And that was a conversation my mom and I had about, could you make a difficult decision?
And that's called an advanced medical directive.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. I think it's important to have that conversation because if they can't do it or they don't want to, like, why would I make somebody do that? You know, if somebody has issues with death, I'm not going to make it hard for them. But in communicating what I want, look, if I'm sick and I don't know what's going on, they're going to do what they think is right. But hopefully it'll be what I think is right because I've communicated.
When we're talking about, you know, preparing for financial crisis, what do you think the crisis is potentially if you don't do this sort of thing?
You have a lot of legal implications. I mean, in my case, when I was looking at it before I started, if I died without a will, everything would have gone to my parents first, but, you know, they were both dead. And from then it would have gone to my brothers and sisters. And there were certain things that I wanted to go to people other than my brothers and sisters, although I like them very well. And I didn't really want, you know, the state to step in or somebody else to step in and tell me what I wanted. I wanted to take charge and do what I wanted. And the way that you do that is just by writing a will.
Laura Holson, thank you so much.
Thank you.